Welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. We have come through another week. It is just a couple of days until the fall offering kicks up here at WMIE 91.5, today's Modern Worship. Without your financial support, the radio station would not be here, and all of the fine preaching and teaching that goes across these airwaves would not be here. And so we want to encourage you to be praying and asking God what he would have you to do about keeping WMIE funded and the equipment purchases. I've told Paul here at the radio station because they'd done some upgrades here recently, and I listened to it in the car and it's like, man, it sounds so much better. So hopefully my voice sounds better. My face, it still doesn't look any better, but hopefully my voice sounds a little bit better. But all of that is made possible because of the financial support of the district of Brevard County. I don't know if you appreciate not having commercials coming in, but I do. There's different ways that people go about making money, and one of those ways is commercials. And I think one of the greatest inventions that has ever happened is a DVR, because you can record something and you can fast forward right through the commercials. But that's not the way that this station operates. It operates on your love gifts and love offerings. And part of the way that we stay on the air, because this is not a free section of time that's available to us, we pay for our airtime as well, and we do have some sponsors that help make that possible. Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, area code 321-632-9538. They have been financials sponsors of the radio program most of the time that I've been on here, if not all of the time. And so if you need air conditioning work, if you need electric work, if you think that cold weather's coming and you want to get your heater checked out, they can do that too. They go all throughout Brevard County, and I want to encourage you to give them a call. They are excellent at what they do. They are affordable at what they do, and they represent Jesus. And the owners of the company, they represent Jesus well. And so they also have a long track record of doing business here in Brevard County. Give them a call. 321-632-9538. This is the last opportunity that I have to invite you to Sunday services, our special services with Reverend Steve Hogue and his family, his beautiful full wife, Sandra, and their adorable kids. They're going to be with us. They have a large family because they have a great big heart that God has given to them. For reaching the hurting and the wounded in their community. And so they're going to be with us Sunday morning at 10:30. They're going to be with us Sunday night at 6:30. Maybe you have questions about foster care. They can help you with that. Their ministry is called The Church is the Solution. And they just really love on kids that need a lot of love. And so I want to encourage you to come be a part of that. We're looking forward to what God is going to do this weekend. So yesterday I was in Luke chapter 9. We talked about how Jesus had dispatched the disciples, how they came back, how he took them away for a debriefing. The multitudes followed them out into the wilderness. And while they were out there, Jesus began to teach them about the kingdom of God. And he healed those who had need of healing. But it was out in the wilderness. There was no Taco Bell, no Wendy's, no Burger King, no McDonald's, and no Chick-fil-A. There was no grocery stores out there. All the food that could be rounded up was five loaves and two fish. This teaching about the kingdom of God set the stage for the feeding of the 5,000, a miracle that is referenced in all four gospels. It happens because the disciples at one point in time said, you know what, the need is so great that over half a year's wages, about 7 months' wages, would not be enough to feed these people. I don't know about you, but I don't have 7 months of liquidity in my budget. It just isn't there. And so I was listening to a sermon about this not too long ago. I don't remember who was preaching, and they did not make this point, but when they were talking about the lack of funding, and the scripture says Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do, we like to always look for natural solutions. Jesus has supernatural solutions to things we haven't even factored in yet. So when there was not a funding situation, and this was the word of faith that arose in my heart, for the things that God has planned for your life and my life, for those things that God has planned for Merit Assembly of God, we don't have to reduce ourselves to looking to natural solutions. God is not overwhelmed with the financial magnitude of the situation. God knows how he's going to fund whatever it is he calls you to do. And to me, that was just a word of faith that arose in such a way that it was like a weight being lifted off my shoulders. It's like God's not concerned about the funding. He's really not. We get fixated on finances. God is fixated on faith. And so I think we would do ourselves well in the kingdom of God if we would not usurp the authority that belongs to God. Okay? The kingdom of God is different than other kingdoms because in other kingdoms, it is up-funded. There is a realm of protection and stability that comes from having a king. The children of Israel wanted a king to be like the other nations, and they didn't realize they already had a king. His name was God. But they wanted to be reduced to being like everybody else, and Samuel begins to describe to them, listen, this is what's going to happen with an earthly king. The king is going to take the best of your land. He is going to draft the best of your people. He will put them into his service for his military, and he's going to tax you so that you fund his lifestyle. There's going to be a massive amount of logistics that are needed to support a kingdom mindset like that. And so everything was up. In Pharaoh's time, he owned everything, and they gave to Pharaoh, there was a 20% tax of everything that went up the pipeline to Pharaoh. And so Pharaoh is up there, and he's providing stability. He's providing government oversight, he's providing rule and peace, and there's a price tag to that. But in the kingdom of God, it is a downward supply. When God asks us to give and to tithe, it is not a taxation, it's a love gift. It's a love gift. He says, I'm going to give you my best, and everything that I have to give you is more than enough. I'm going to give you the ability to produce wealth. I will give you signs and wonders. So the supply flows from the throne rather than flowing up to the throne. That's the kingdom of God. So when 25 plus years ago, I come to Merit Assembly of God, and people in the community were saying there were no people, my answer is God would supply. When when people were saying there's no funding there, there's no money there, my answer was God would supply. When you can't look to anyone else, you can look to Jesus. That's the kingdom of covenant. That's the kingdom of God. And so Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Well, to make a long story short, he has the people sit down in groups of 50, and he looks up to heaven, he blesses the bread, he breaks the bread, he distributes the bread, everybody eats. There were 5,000 men, plus women, plus children. All of them have been hearing about the kingdom of God. There had been a miracle healing service that had taken place, and now everybody's hungry, and it says that people ate until they were satisfied. So the disciples go around and they gather up the baskets of things that are left over, and he didn't want anything to be lost. You see, this was not just a miracle moment, this was a teaching moment. And later on, they would be having that debrief. You know, they would be crossing the seas, and he would be telling the disciples, you know, to beware of the teaching of the Pharisees. And they said, oh, we're getting this lecture because we forgot to bring bread. And Jesus said, well, how many basketfuls of leftovers did you have? By the way, leftovers are phenomenal. We are a leftover family. I mean, we like, and I don't know about you, but spaghetti and certain other foods, they get better, you know, the next day. I don't know how that is, but it's my opinion of it anyway. It's great. How many basketfuls did you have? And they said 12. Well, you know, and the feeding of the 4,000, you had basket leftovers there, right? Yeah, we did. He said, then why do you think I'm talking to you and rebuking you for not bringing groceries? Don't you realize I'm Lord over this? It was a teachable moment. So there's the teaching of the kingdom of God. There's demonstration of God's authority over our physical bodies. He's just not Lord over our spirits. He's Lord over our physical bodies as well. And then he's Lord over the elements. He's Lord over creation. And he multiplies the loaves and the fishes, and everybody is amazed. Now, I want to take you over to John chapter 6, because this kingdom mindset doesn't end with the teaching. You know, we tend to get isolated and we get focused on just the one thing, but I want you to show the context. I'm going to begin reading in John chapter 6, verse number 4, it says, now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii, a denarius was one day's wage, worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Okay. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. By the way, I've got a note here written in my Bible about this passage, and it said, Jesus gave thanks for the little the boy had. We get impressed with quantity. Jesus is impressed with offering. Jesus wasn't impressed with the Pharisees making their loud, clanking offering that went on for quite some time. He was impressed with the widow's two mites because he said, these have given out of their abundance. This woman gave out of the great need that she had. So I want to help develop in you an attitude of thanksgiving, because thanksgiving does not come in abundance. Thanksgiving comes when you realize that you have a God who loves you, and whether it's in a little or whether it's abundance, you learn to be content. That's what Paul said. The secret to his contentment was he had learned how to give thanks when there was abundance, and he had learned to be thankful when there wasn't an abundance. That's the secret to being content in God. God will provide. God will provide himself. God himself will provide whatever we need at whatever point in time we need it, and he's never, ever late. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Remember, we're talking about the kingdom of God here. So I just want you to prepare yourself. Verse number 13, therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. So there was a recognition that there was a spiritual dynamic that was taking place, and it was taking place in their day and time. I have this conversation with people from time to time, and that is, we know that the word of God is true. We know that what God's word says is going to come to pass. Just many times we don't expect to see it in our lifetime. I believe that it is time to not only expect the negative things that are talked about in the Word of God, that there would be wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes and people calling good evil and evil good. We're seeing that in our lifetime. I believe that we also need to expect to see the kingdom of God manifest in our lifetime. And say, you know what? There's a different spiritual dynamic in place. The kingdom of God is here. When the scripture says the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the water covers the sea, I believe we need to begin to expect that that is a reality, not just something that is going to take place, not just a good saying, not just some good preaching point, but it is the manifest will of the kingdom of God. Okay? Verse number 15, Jesus looked around and he saw what was going on, and he begins to address it. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force, get this, to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Now, when evening came, his disciples went down into the sea, got into the boat, and went over to the sea toward Capernaum. Let me drop you down to verse number 26. Well, let me do verse number 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on them. Jesus looked around after the feeding of the 5,000, and he realized that they were about to come and by force make him king. not as in the King of Heaven. They were going to declare him king in a manner that God was not yet ready for them to see. It wasn't meant. He didn't come, believe it or not, he did not come to overthrow the Roman Empire. He came to instill the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. But when people heard the teaching about the kingdom, when they saw people being made well of things that nobody had ever heard of, people with blinded eyes being open, and no one had seen demon-possessed people being set free. No one had ever seen the dead raised. And all of a sudden, people with new afflictions and chronic conditions are being made whole. And then, all of a sudden, there's this tremendous miracle where thousands and thousands of people are fed from a small amount of food. And the people said, we want him to be king, not just of heaven. We want him to be king in our community. Wouldn't it be phenomenal if people really had a hunger and a thirst for the King of Glory that wasn't selfish and self-serving? Because it was probably pretty impressive. All of a sudden, they're eating food that they didn't have to work for. They're eating fish that they didn't have to acquire. It didn't cost them any money. And listen, the human nature is always looking for the easiest way out. And so if all they've got to do is travel a little ways and sit down and listen to a teaching, and they're going to be miraculously provided for, people will choose that easy path. But Jesus said, okay, now let me tell you, John chapter 6, he begins to address them because they track him down. And he says, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. And do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Okay? And so he said, you have to be looking for me because of the right motives. You're looking for me because you got to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. But you need to be looking for me for the spiritual food that I can give you, which is never going to waste away. You would think that with people that have traveled all the way around to see, that they've gone there to find Jesus. There's been this tremendous healing service. There's been this tremendous feeding ministry that has gone on. And they come and they said, man, you are what we've been looking for. And Jesus challenges them and says, I've got more to give you than bread and fish. That's what you really need an appetite for. That's what we really need an appetite for. When I was in college, I went away. I played in a golf tournament with my dad, and he won a prize. I didn't. And while we were there at that particular golf course, it had a restaurant, and they had the sour cream and the butter shaped exactly the same, in the exact same type of container and setting side by side. And I like sour cream on my potatoes, but I was buttering a roll and I put sour cream on it. And to this day, I really struggle with a restaurant that's not lit up very well, because I don't want to grab the wrong thing like I did on that day. I had my heart set on butter, and I got sour cream instead. many people in this world have their appetite set for the here and the now instead of the eternal. If I can tell you, Jesus goes on and he teaches those people some very difficult lessons. And verse number 61 says, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained, let me take you back up. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught him at Capernaum. Many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? Not everything is going to be simple in the kingdom of God. Verse 61, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life, but there are some of those who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said unto you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. Listen to verse number 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Everything began with teaching about the kingdom, but when he got to teaching about some things that were a little difficult, they weren't real convenient for the flesh, when things got to be a little challenging, when there got to be a little bit of opposition, the multitude was willing to walk away. And Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, are you going to walk away as well? And they said, nobody else has the words of eternal life. You know what? I really only have one option if I want life. And I do. And that's Jesus. The devil will try and present a wide array of other things that he will present as viable options. But if you want eternal life, it's Jesus. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. If you want the kingdom of God, if you want the kingdom of blessing, if you want the kingdom of favor, you and I need to sit at the feet of Jesus. He's the King, and the King is the best teacher that humanity has ever experienced. God bless you. Hopefully we'll see you this weekend. Until next time, we'll see you here Monday morning on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.